From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump spoke about the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
His comments drew swift reactions. Democrats and some Republicans called on him to specifically denounce white supremacy and racially motivated hate by name. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch tweeted, quote, "We should call evil by its name. My brother didn't give his life fighting Hitler for Nazi ideas to go unchallenged here at home," end quote. And California Democratic Representative Adam Schiff tweeted, quote, "At POTUS needs to speak out against the poisonous resurgence of white supremacy. There are not many sides here, just right and wrong," end quote. Kenya's opposition accused the security forces on Saturday killing more than 100 people, including children, in a crackdown on post-election unrest. The party did not offer any proof, and Reuters News was only able to confirm 11 deaths nationwide. Johnson Muthama, an opposition official.
The fun is being meted out on those defenseless citizens in their residential neighborhoods. It's intended to subjugate the will of the people.
Kofi Annan warned political leaders in Kenya on Saturday to be careful with their rhetoric and actions. Donald Trump's talk of military options for Venezuela has drawn rebuke from several foreign governments, some even critical of President Nicolas Maduro. Amid the mounting tensions in Venezuela, there has been no statement from the main opposition alliance or its leaders. This is VOA News.